This afternoon I am born again. Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise be to God. And for those of you who just come, my name is Apostle Peter Wainaina, and I love the Lord so much. I am from Nairobi, Kenya. I preach in a place called Wangige. Praise be to God. That is where we are serving God and the nations. Hallelujah. That is just the base. Hallelujah. But I always say I don't belong to a particular ministry. I am there for the body of Christ. Because this is what we were called to do. Praise be to God. And now I am here. So when I am here, I belong here. Praise be to God. And I thank God. I am married to Reverend Susan Wainaina. And we are blessed with 3 children. And God has been faithful. I want to appreciate God because of what he has done. And also honor him because of his servants. Pastor Tony and Catherine Wainaina, thank you so much. Thank you for opening this door for me. It is not easy. To get a pulpit. It takes the heart of God. And thank you for hearing the Spirit of God and opening this door for me. I honor all of you, Pastor Patrick, and all other servants of God that in the house. I honor you. God bless you. Thank you for coming, everybody. Thank you. And I pray that we shall have a good time in the presence of God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I want to preach a message. You might have heard it before. It's not a new message. It's been preached. I've preached it before. But it's what the Lord has put in my spirit. In the book of Acts chapter 28. A message I am calling. There is an escape route. Praise be to God. Tell your neighbor there is an escape route. Now it is good to tell somebody. If the man of God say you see and he is in the pulpit, it is good to obey. Praise be to God. And if somebody doesn't tell you, please move from that. Start it. Tell your neighbor there is an escape route. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28, the Bible says, now, when they had escaped, then they found that the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome. Because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his head. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his head, they said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live. But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting he would swell up or suddenly fall dead down. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In that region, There was an estate of the leading citizen of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us and as courteously for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius was sick of a fever at Danestri. Paul went unto him and prayed, and he laid his hand on him and he healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. They also honored us in many ways. And when we departed, they provided such things as were necessary. Father, we thank you for your word. In Jesus' name. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I see the message today is titled, There is an Escape Route. Praise be to God. I don't know whether you have once ever been in a corner and you are looking for a way out. Praise be to God. I don't know whether you have been chased by issues or things and you just want somewhere, just a small way out. Praise be to God. I come to give you hope that there is an escape route. Somebody say amen. There is an escape route. The Bible speaks of a time when Paul, there was a shipwreck. in an island called Malta, and they were I think he was still a prisoner. They were being taken to Rome. Praise be to God. And as they were on their way, there was a storm in the sea. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And there was trouble in the sea. But I thank God, the chapter started with a good message of escape. Praise be to God. Tell your neighbor, there is an escape route. The scripture starts, maybe you put it there for me. Acts chapter 28 from verse 1. The scripture starts with a good message of an escape. Praise be to God. People who are in trouble and they have found a way out. People who are losing hope. They were not expecting they will live again. But there comes a way out. There is an escape route. Praise be to God. And when they were escaped, then they discovered, then they found that where they were, they actually realized that they were in an island, and also they recognized the name of that island. Praise be to God. And the island was called Malta. Praise be to God. And the Bible says, verse 2, and the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. Praise be to God. And when they discovered where they were, they escaped. The Bible speaks of the natives. Praise be to God. Can you say amen? Amen. You encourage me when you say it. The Bible calls them natives. I think these are the people who are living there. These are the people, the originals of that land. And the Kikuyu Bible calls them Aseji. That is the Kikuyu Bible. You go read it. Praise be to God. Go read it in the Kikuyu and just see. Praise be to God. You got Aseji Aitorareu. I read it. Praise be to God. So I know what I'm saying. The natives of those who are out that land, praise be to God, they prepared a fire for us because of the cold, because of the rain that was there. Praise be to God. I come to speak to somebody today. When you escape from that trouble, God will prepare people for you. God will prepare people for you that will light a fire for you. There is not only an escape route. There is an escape route and some people who are prepared by God to help you out of trouble. Somebody say hallelujah. They might be natives, they might not be natives, but there are some people God has put somewhere for you because there is a way out. Somebody say divine connectors. What there is another name you call them. Divine has, praise be to God. And today in the name of Jesus, whoever is in trouble, may God prepare divine help. May God prepare people. Whether you know these people, whether they liked it or not, they found themselves preparing fire for them. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God because in this land, the people, the Kenyan, the people of God, you have come and you have put fire. There is fire in this altar. I have been here the last few days. There is fire in this altar. And I come to tell you today, if you came with your problem, that cold that is in your life, today we are going to take it away because we are going to come to the fire because the fire of God is here in the name of Jesus. You have been called in many areas. You have been called in your relationship. Your marriage has been called. Ah, come on. Praise be to God. Your business has been called. But I come to speak to you. Today there is fire in the altar. And that fire will take away the cold in your life in the name of Jesus. Your health has been called. It is like, oh my God, why am I suffering like this? But I come to speak to you. There is fire in the altar. There is fire in the house of God. May you receive the fire of God. May you receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me, child of God. Holy Spirit came in form of fire. And that is why I'm speaking of fire. Somebody say fire. Holy Spirit came. When he came, even if you don't believe in fire, then you have no choice. Because the Holy Spirit came in form of fire. And today I speak fire in your life. Where they have been called, I speak fire of the Spirit. Somebody say fire. I feel the fire of God in this altar. These days I've ministered here. Kuna moto nimesikia. there is a fire of God. And I want to let you know, when there is fire, there are things that are not supposed to start. You are not supposed to remain cold when already there is fire. You are not supposed to be complaining when already there is fire. Tell your neighbor, there is fire. The Bible says the natives prepared a fire. There are people God orders to prepare a way for you. And sometimes they help you until you wonder, what does this person want? There are people who can do things for you until you are, is this person interested with something else? Is there something I don't know here? Praise be to God. When God sent divine helpers, praise be to God. When God helped divine helpers, I am telling you, some things don't make sense. Praise be to God. And when Paul, they discovered where they were, they found the natives, and the natives saw them, and they prepared a fire for them, and they told them, come, I know you are feeling cold. I am speaking to you today. I know you might be having cold because of some issues that you are going through, but today there is fire in the altar, and this fire will help us before we come out of this place, in the name of Jesus Christ. They showed us kindness and prepared fire for us. Let's go to verse 3. The Bible says, but when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, praise be to God. Tell your neighbor, a bundle of sticks. Hallelujah. Already the fire was there. Already the fire was lit. Nobody told Paul to go and get a bundle of stick. But Paul realized that I am a person to put fire. And he came with a bundle of sticks. Sometimes I feel like I can ask for interpreter, and I hit this thing very well. Hallelujah, but it's okay. Praise be to God. Because I know you give me the man of God, and I want him to enjoy the message so that he can invite me again. Hallelujah. There is one here. Just come. Just come. Can you appreciate her? Tell your neighbor, nego diereu. Interpret that. And I move with a fast, very fast. May you receive the grace.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Is she
there? Don't you judge her? Is she there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Nimuradigua.
There is something I want to tell you today.
Paul
niakolile mwaki waketio.
Paul made a fire that was lit.
Mwaki already wari hau.
The fire was there.
But Paul waki ugatiri.
But Paul said,
niki kiratu majote mwaki watu.
What is making me go near the fire?
Tokonie.
Let me go look for the fire.
Nyokerere toko.
So that I can add firewood. There are people that come in your life. They come and add firewood. There are people that come to church, they come and add firewood. Can you listen to what I'm saying? There are people who came here, they became a blessing to Pastor Tony. But there are others that come. Their job is to take away the firewood in the house of God. Their job is to spoil the work of God. No, hucho horoyo goko.
Ni oigwa makiuga terere.
You hear them say?
Motu katerine tore.
Pastor, we have it.
No mutumia.
But the wife? Oh, I got it all wrong.
And I know she has a wonderful woman. No, I don't call that to tokori.
People that come and take away the firewood. They want to make Catherine useless. So that they can take away the firewood. I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. You that take away the firewood. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Paul.
Fauru. He would have sat down.
And just enjoyed the fire.
No akiuga.
I am not just going to
sit
here. I will do something.
Because
I can see it is cold. I can see it is raining. This fire can go down.
na mwaki uyo no uthire.
He decided.
Na agetuitua.
I am not going to let the fire go down.
Tikoreka mwaki uyo uthire.
Agethie na ko mugoda ile.
He went to the garden.
Agethie gocharia turoko.
He went to look for firewood. I have sent you.
Mugacharie ko.
To go and look for firewood. This church, you need to buy another house. Stop just sitting there. Stop giving excuses. Go out and look for firewood. And Sunday come with something. Come and buy firewood. Amen. This is firewood.
This is the firewood. This is the firewood. I bring it in the house of God. This is to buy the God a house. I know what mom have said. Even when you go to Kenya, go look for firewood. In the name of Jesus
Christ. When you go to Kenya, go look for firewood. They knew what it was.
Am I making any sense to somebody? Praise be to God.
Amen.
Some people will not know how to go.
Other people, their job is to take away the firewood. When we lit the fire, and you will see them beginning to lit the first fire, and then they sit down. When we give the money, where does it go? Taking away the firewood. Tell your neighbor, stop having so much.
Praise be to God.
There are some people that just take away the firewood in the church. There is one of them that I felt like I'm going to whip them up. Taking away the firewood from the altar. And you know there is another one in Kenya. He went to the altar so that he can testify. He said, shh. I've seen a dog on the altar. You know that he's rising against the servant of God.
Those who of you who are in the spirit know.
They know
what it
means. I told the pastor, if it were me, I would have gone there. Tell him, servant of God, whatever you have said, it is true. But who was it?
Can you imagine the work you have done to bring the church together and somebody one day come and destroy that
work? I stop you in the mighty name of Jesus from taking away that firewood.
Let us lit the fire. Let us come together even as churches. Let our community come together. Let there be a unity together. There will be a fire if ICC is here. There will be a fire if empowerment is here. There will be a fire if Nehema comes. There will be a fire if all churches come together. And we work together. Let it work here, go. Praise be to God. Others even in our community.
Others even in our community. Oh God,
you are going home with a medal today. Praise be to God.
Their job is to take away the firewood.
Even some people who are crying in marriages.
You took away your firewood from your marriage.
I don't go there. That can you interpret that? Or are you interpreting or are you telling me not to go there?
I was interpreting.
Some marriage don't deserve fire. Because some people, they removed the fire from of marriage. I pray I'll be there for that. And I'll tell you about the fire of the marriage. I don't want to speak it much. Today. Though I'm not sure, I pray I'll be there. Are you hearing me? Some marriages. Today I was preaching at Pastor Patrick Church. And I told them. Some people have brought out fire. Because of lack of communication. They don't talk to each other. And I was giving them a story. Of another couple. They were not talking. But they were writing.
This.
Tell Put the fire like Paul.
Even
when you refuse, you are removing the firewood. When I tell you to speak to the one and you refuse, you are removing the firewood. You are also guilty. Can you put the fire now?
No,
can your neighbor put the fire?
In your name, Jesus.
And they were not speaking. So the man was troubling. And she was traveling. And she was to leave at 3 a.m. He was to leave at 3 a.m. And he wrote to the wife, wake me up at 3 and put it on the table. At 3 the woman woke up and wrote in a paper, it is 3 a.m. wake up. Take back that firewood of communication.
So
are we together? Do like this, we are together. Somebody say fire. Somebody say fire.
There are some people that want to stop the fire here and they're not saying amen. They're just looking at me with those evil eyes. Stop the fire.
Praise be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Can
you imagine you're in the kitchen? And there's somebody that is taking away the firewood. There's winter. There's one time when I was in Boston, it was too cold. I felt like the cold entered into my knee. I have never felt something like that in my life. Somebody told me there's something called thermos. I think that is the kind of cold that Paul had.
Can you imagine that kind of cold? And somebody lit a fire for you. And somebody, instead of adding the firewood, it is removing. Telling others, you know, there was a man in our area. Praise be to God.
Amen.
He, the pastor of that church,
pastor,
he had an elder. And he was interested to become the pastor. And one time, he told the people, when we give our tithe,
Sheikomi. You don't give
10%. Is very important. It is compassion. And Pastor Tony, if you are not preaching that, and you know, people have come with doctrines.
No, Adam na doctrines.
They just want to justify it.
Mareda go to a maudo
how are you so comfortable paying taxes?
Ogekoro wiga niri atia kuriha taxes.
But you are not ready to follow the word of God.
Na doreda kurumirira kigo kia Ngai.
Pastor Tony, don't bring apostle Inaina here again.
Tukarehe Pastor Inaina guko ringi.
I will find my way somehow.
Negocharia njera yakwa.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
It's important to tithe. 10% is a command from God. And now that man told the church, Don't you be giving.
Do not be giving your 10%. All he's doing is eating your money. He's not doing anything with the money. And there's nothing else that person does. He was in the church. What do you think he was eating?
But what am I saying? That man chocheyad people. And they refused to give the 10%. But with time, God opened the door for that pastor. And that pastor went to
Britain.
The man who was the chairman. And the elder.
Na elder.
He became the pastor.
Agetweka pastor.
That's all you wanted. And the people said,
he told us not to be giving 10%.
Nobody was giving.
It was bad because it had to be closed up. It was opened up the other day by another pastor.
Are you hearing what?
There are people that take away the firewood.
You need to know even the friends you work with.
No ginya umenye arataria
muratu the biwira now. People, they are finishing you, they are not building.
Arata muene gukunina marakunina
madawa. Can I preach this thing here?
Ehi no hujyo horo yoko.
Can I speak it here?
No jeri horo yoko.
People who are adding no value in your life.
Nekuria do matarao gerera value muturireini
waku. Only what they do is discourage.
Keria mareka no gutuma ukuye goro. There is a woman that tried to take away my firewood somewhere. You know, I had really tried so hard. When I just got married, I bought cows. A cow for 25 shillings. 25. And I went home and I was very happy. In a place called Kingero. When I was going down, one woman that I respected so much, she was a teacher, she asked me, and you know I had bought a cow that gives milk. She asked me, Wainaina, did you buy a calf?
I was so discouraged.
Because I was positive I was going to have milk.
Refuse those people who just come and be positive. They just show you how impossible it is. I come to tell you it is possible in Jesus' name. Whatever they said is not possible, I come to affirm to you it is possible. Somebody say it is possible. Somebody say it is possible. Somebody say it is possible. There are people you need to get out of your life. Because they just remain with hello. Because sometimes they drain you.
Makoninaga.
They drain you.
Magakunina.
They drain you.
Magakunina.
I refuse them. In my life, I don't know about you, but to me, I refuse them in Jesus' name. I will not listen to them anymore. I was talking about
Guruta Rutago. I was talking about taking away the firewood.
I am talking about Guruta Rutago.
Jesus.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together, children of
God?
And I told you in marriages, there are some people who are just not fueling their marriage. And I told you one of the things is communication. And I've told you a story of communication. But there is another one I have given in the same church I was today. Of the same thing about communication. Because if you don't communicate, you are destroying.
And then one brother, he wanted to have a wife.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
And he bought a suit. 45,000 Kenya shilling.
45,000
Kenya
shilling.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
In Kenya, it's just.
Kenya,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And on Friday.
Friday.
The mother.
Mami wao.
The aunt.
Na tata wao.
And the sister.
Na mwari wanyina.
They were there.
Mari ho.
And they said.
Na makiuga.
Let us see the suit you wear tomorrow.
Leke tuone dhuti ria uge kira roshio.
And the guy put the suit.
Na mwanake agege kira dhuti.
Very fast.
Na ihenya.
But he came.
Ageoka.
And started showing them.
Akegire kumonia.
Praise be to God.
Mother niagosho.
Nikega.
Is it good?
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Makiuga nikega.
He said it was good.
But there is something they saw.
No nikure kidu monire.
But they did not tell him.
No matia mwirire.
The suit is good.
Dhuti nejaga.
But it was 3 inches longer.
No yare 3 inches. Koraiha. Yare daihu makeria.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
And the three of them saw.
Na all the atatu ni monire.
They never spoke about it. But they saw. Tell your neighbor communication. See, you see, even now, they are refusing to communicate. What they are doing right now, I am talking about, even you, my friend, speak to him. Tell him communication.
They
refuse to talk. Catherine, they refuse to talk.
makerega kwaria.
At 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
the mother woke up.
Thakeda nyina agiokera.
And remembered.
Nakiririkana.
My son's suit is good.
Thuti ya mwana wakwa ni njega.
But it is 3 inches longer.
No ne daihu.
But the family was good.
They were very good at sewing clothes.
Yeah,
you know, there are some families that are gifted. Those were gifted in clothes.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
And now,
Narewure,
she woke up at 3 and took the scissors and cut the inches. Is that not okay? That's okay. Is it okay? And he cut 3 inches. And he did very good finishing. And she went back to sleep. That time was what time? It was 3, 4 a.m. The sister remembered.
Sister,
the suit is very nice. But it's 3 inches long. She woke up. She took the scissors. And she cut 3 inches. And she did a very good finish. Listen to me. That was not over. At what time now?
What time is it now? 5 in the morning. The auntie woke up and remembered. The sister, the auntie remembered. The good suit.
But you want to eat shigara.
No, idato. Took scissors.
Cut it so nicely. And did the finishing. You see the mona kia
in the morning when the guy
got.
It was a pair of shorts.
Just because they refused to communicate.
Did
somebody put in the back and communicate? Are we still together? Praise be to God.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, communicate.
Whoever
is not
communicating, those are the ones that cut off your pants.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Let's go back to Paul. Let's go
back to the word.
But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his head. Praise be to God.
More than your gosho.
Sometimes bad things happens to good people. Can I hear an amen?
No,
sometimes
amen.
Good things, bad things
maudumoru
happens to good people.
Ni
Paul was doing the right thing. Paul was going to fetch firewood. But as he was doing that good,
no, akiruta
the Bible says
kauga,
a viper
nyoka
sent in his head. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. In Jesus, may God repay you. May the Lord repay you. You are trying to help somebody. But he misinterpreted what you are trying to do.
No, magethukio ria wendaga.
And I've hurted you so bad.
Na thutha wa maundu mothe uhoro
ucio tu ndaraku. You are so dead.
No,
you are doing the right thing.
Na ni wowe wewe
kagoria kwagereire. I want to speak to you today. Many are the offshore righteous. But the Lord deliver them from them all.
Say
the Lord for you tonight. From every affliction. In the name of Jesus.
May
the Lord deliver somebody. Somebody say, Father, deliver me from every affliction. And I saw somewhere at the affliction in your bread,
at the
and the affliction in the water. May God remove them. And I said, God, what does this mean?
That
there can be a sickness even in the food I am
eating. There
can be sickness in the water you are
drinking. May
God remove any affliction in the food you eat. May God remove affliction in the water you drink. You and your
generation.
Because now, if there can be affliction in the food,
then
affliction can be everywhere. I read it yesterday. I'll check the scripture
again.
I was reading yesterday. And actually, there was a message there. It is in the message that that King Ahab was asking whether they go for war. And Jehoshaphat said, let us inquire from a man of God.
Jehoshaphat,
it is in that message somewhere down there. Praise be to God. I refuse any affliction in your life. In the name of Jesus. But as they were correcting wood. As they were fetching wood. He was fetching wood. And imagine there were so many. But he decided to do it. Alone. He was doing it for the good. But a viper.
No nyoka.
But a viper.
Nyoka.
But a viper.
No nyoka.
But a viper.
No nyoka.
Today any viper.
Or more than
nyokoyo. From generation. That have been holding your heart.
You try to work hard and you cannot see the fruit of labor. Because
may you
work hard.
Whatever
is holding your head,
let your head
be productive. Let your head be productive
today.
Kumo amothe. Whether you say amen or not. Today we have to get rid of every snake.
I was, you know, today in the morning.
Roshine
was preaching and we went to a scripture. Is it
Matthew 19:22?
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Because
there are some afflictions that come to the people of God.
No, Matthew 19:12.
I spoke
about it where I was preaching. Because there are things that follow people. And they don't know where they have come from. The Bible says. There are eunuchs who are born that way from their mother's womb.
What is a eunuch?
Eunuch. Don't say it. Let us not say that. But it's kind of barrenness. It doesn't give birth.
Yes.
I love English because it hides something. Yes. You get what I'm saying? I know you have gotten it, sir. God bless you. Yeah. Amen. Don't say it. Are we together? There are some eunuchs who are born that way from their mother's womb. And there are eunuchs who are made eunuchs by men. And they are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs because of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this who can. Now some messages
Are good because it says whoever will believe, let them believe. And it saves us from those who try to fight preachers. Because the Bible says whoever wants to believe can believe. I didn't say it.
So they are eunuchs. Something about eunuchs. Eunuchs are non-productive. They cannot give forth. And the Bible says, there are people who are eunuchs because they were born from their mother's womb. What am I saying?
There are some things that we go through. There are some vipers that hold on our hands. We did not bring them to us. And nobody brought them to us. They came from generations. I found myself home.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I realized that my grandfather passed because of asthma.
Asthma.
Story I'm giving a story.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
And
even me, I have asthma. And this baby that I gave birth to has asthma too.
There
are things that you find yourself in.
They are eunuchs who were born eunuchs from their mother's womb. I speak to every spirit that you found yourself in.
Kĩũndũ
gĩothe gĩa gwĩkora ũmũthĩ nĩ ndĩrahũrana nakĩo thĩinĩ wa rĩĩtwa rĩa Jesu.
Kĩũndũ
gĩothe gĩa gwĩkora.
Anything that you find yourself in.
Ũtitige kũruta ngũ.
Do not take away the firewood. Do not give me that look. And the Spirit of God gives us that kind of look.
And you
have found yourself in that situation. Because God has sent somebody. Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Who are born that way
from their
mothers? There are people who are born with issues. Things that were disturbing you in
Kenya.
The way you are not getting a job in Kenya. There are so many jobs in this country but you can't get one. Because there are things holding on your head. Today there is a fire in the altar. And you are going to see our head. Are you going to let it go? Yes.
Others.
Again.
They were made eunuchs. By men. Others are in trouble. Because somebody put you there.
The first is to find yourself there. Tell your friend finding yourself there. Tell your friend finding yourself there. You did not want to get there, but you found yourself there. May the Lord take you out of there. May the Lord take you out of there. Where you found yourself in your family that you don't get married. May the Lord take you out of there and let you get married. When you got yourself into a situation whereby you get married but you run away. May the Lord save you. Tell your neighbor, I found myself there.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
You know,
I heard the
uncle was.
I said, this one that just comes and finds you, it will not hold on to me. Tell your friend it is finding yourself in that situation. Have you found yourself in a situation where you found this is not for me?
Please be to God.
Amen.
The other thing.
Others were put there by people.
Even by the word of the mouth. Somebody said something. Let me tell you. This man called Miles. Yeah, he was giving a story of how a teacher used to tell him how foolish he was. Praise be to God.
Amen.
I also know a woman in our home.
Gashoka gadirika na mutumia gwitu mucie.
Etaga muri ngurwe.
Calls the son a pig.
Wo turoria gatangure. No muthi uguti na ni akwire. No muthi ukimundu kiguti kindu kingitangiria. Wagikora wagikiria manyonyoe. I am telling you kwima undumangi.
There are some things.
You know our candles. Kenya avocados. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Asemania no kuria mundu wa Ngai.
When he meets with anybody, all he does is eating. Anything he finds, he eats. Because the mother called him.
Mother, speak a blessing to your children.
Atumia, aliye iradhi moyo roria
cia. Don't push them in trouble. Call them blessed. Call your husband a blessed man.
Eta muthuri gwa muthuri murathime.
Ay.
Stop saying that he's a wicked man. When you call him wicked, he will become wicked. Stop putting people into temptations.
Tenderesa.
Tenderesa.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the word of your mouth. You need to speak life. You need to speak success. How many people have you put in trouble? I know you cannot tell me amen right now. But I know after a short while you tell me amen. But right now I am telling you the truth. If you speak like mom have spoken about this church, that's what it will be.
Begin to tell Pastor this church is more. Let's look for something else.
Speak life.
Aria muoyo.
Speak life.
Aria muoyo.
Speak life.
Aria muoyo.
Even to yourself.
On our way out of your way.
Speak life.
Aria muoyo.
Well then, you know, gosh.
May the Lord be praised. I have my own disease.
Stop that. Speak life.
Tiga oguo aria muoyo.
You are blessed of God. 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 You are blessed of God.
You are blessed of God.
You are blessed of God. You are blessed of God. You are blessed of God.
Yeah.
Lift your hand and say, I am blessed.
Some
people are made eunuchs. By man. I don't have time. I would have given you my stories. Put you into me in trouble. The last one. Others have made themselves eunuchs.
You don't say
Pastor
amen there.
Just like you cannot. Tell us you're going to go to Wara.
You take yourself there.
You put yourself in that trap.
Okay, get your thing.
You put yourself in that mess.
Okay, get your thing.
Nobody put you in that mess. You
were
not born in that mess.
To share your thing.
Nobody put you in that mess.
You
put yourself in that mess. But I thank God for today.
More than Jesus.
I'm coming out of it. And Paul
found himself with a snake and a viper in his hand.
I would have given you a lot of examples
of how people take themselves. Let me leave it there. So next time you all give me
praise be to God.
Amen. And he found a snake in his hand. He remembered this fire. He remembered there is a fire.
Some of you are finding yourself in trouble. Instead of running to the altar to cry unto God, you are going to tell people your troubles. Some of these people, big percent, they will laugh at you. Another percent will go telling other people. Are you hearing what I am saying? It's okay to have a friend you can open your heart to. It's okay to have somebody you can trust. But it's very important to know that God of the altar is there for you. That you can come and pour your heart to him. And tell the Lord, Father, I come.
Now we are
the Lord, Father, I come. I come, Lord, to you.
God, I have come to the end.
Paul realized I have a viper. And he went to the fire. And he put it in the fire. Today, in the name of Jesus, every viper in your life,
if you came with him from Kenya, and he got you from here, or you have found yourself, or he was thrown to you, or you took yourself there. Today we burn it. Today we burn it. Today we burn it.
In the name of
Jesus. If you find people not doing this, they have the biggest
submit.
But today I command and I rebuke in Jesus' name. I light the fire of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of
Jesus.
Somebody say fire. Somebody say fire. There are things that follow you, man of God.
Nikuli maudu makuru magirira.
Nanu wakirira iria nirekumukiraga. Pacific.
And you crossed over.
And the same demons that were chasing you in Kenya, they still chase you here. That viper, you are going to burn it. I refuse in the name of Jesus. I refuse in the name of Jesus. I refuse in the name of Jesus. Somebody say fire. Now listen to me.
Now the Kerelia.
After he did that,
the
Bible says there was no harm. Yes, thank you. There was no harm. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. There was no harm. My version says he suffered no harm. But verse 6 of my Bible says, however, they were expecting that you would swell up. Some people, you told them your problem. They are waiting
to see you swelling up.
But
all
today,
time.
In the name of Jesus,
you
frustrated because to go in the name of Jesus.
You will be frustrated because you will not
somebody
die
getting
not
what I am saying? Those people who are waiting for you.
You will leave and proclaim the goodness of God.
Are you hearing what I am saying? Those who are expecting to see the downfall of your marriage, I speak to them today. They will wait and wait for 96 years. Those who are waiting for your children to go to drugs, they will wait. Those who are waiting for you to be deported, because they know you don't have papers, I pray that the God of heaven, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Whoever is waiting for your downfall, whoever is writing your life history, say sorry.
Uga sorry. Mwere sorry.
Haya, niguo ndiroiga. They sat there.
Magikara hau.
They waited.
Magigeterera.
They expected that he would swell up or suddenly drop dead.
Meshiragia ekoiba kana agwethi akue.
Oya gimetereire.
There are some people that are just waiting.
Kuma 2013.
From 2013.
Edi amaigure we na cancer.
When they heard you had cancer.
Oya gimetereire.
There are others waiting. Tell your neighbor, they will continue waiting.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
They will wait. But my Bible says,
no,
after they waited for a long time, and saw nothing unusual happened, they changed their minds. We are in a season when people will change their mind about you. Oh, the Lord told us the other day there is the other side of you.
So there is
the other side of you. They will see and change their mind about you. They will stop saying you are useless. They will stop saying you can never make it. I know time has gone.
You know,
I'm going to be here for a long. Praise be to God.
Amen. Just give me a few minutes to finish. How can I take the word back to Kenya?
Can you listen to me?
They
will change their mind.
There are some people that you try to sit down and reason together with. They refused.
They will call you to restruct that deal. There is somebody I'm speaking to.
Yet
you know
deralereria. I don't know who
no
I'm talking to. But there is something you are trying to refuse. Whether it was not a from your home. But the Lord is telling you to go. Or reach to them and change their mind. And now he will change his mind. There's a mind that will change. In this sanctuary. People that were planning to do bad. They will change their mind. The Lord will make them change their minds.
May the Lord change their mind. And they change their mind. And they said, this one is a God. This one.
Oyo
is a God.
people who are saying this man,
andu marauga mundu uyu,
he has wronged,
ni ehetie,
he must die,
no ginya akue,
he must die,
no ginya akue.
God saved him from the sea,
ngai akimuhonokia kuma sea iria.
But even if he was saved from the sea,
no agikorwo ni ahonokirio kumana na iria ri,
here he will die.
Haha ni agukua.
He cannot escape.
Haha dagtoria.
Here, no.
Haha, yehe.
And they called each other.
Na magitana.
Wangayoka ina mwangi.
Wangare mwangi come.
Tuone yoye agikua.
Let's watch him die.
But listen to me.
No dikiriria.
Whether they sent a WhatsApp or a text message.
We
wait and wait and wait.
Magwe terera meterere na meterere. Tell your neighbor they will wait. And when they wait and get tired,
they will change their mind. And they will stop saying you are a loser. If they
say
you are going down because of the movement.
No,
and if there are people who left that time, they will change their mind.
I will
come back. They'll come back.
Nimego shoka woko.
They'll come back.
Nimego shoka.
Some friends left you for nothing.
Aratamwe magotiga neirie hatari.
They will come to look for space.
Nimego kam mashalirie hado.
But there will be no space.
Nogu tigo korona hado.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Who am I speaking to today? Some contract you wanted to sign.
Contract him go sign. If you wanted to buy a house,
they will call
story,
you to buy that same house.
In the
name of Jesus. There is something they stopped you. But I hear the Holy Ghost say, they will change their mind. Praise be to God.
More than Yagosho.
They changed their mind.
Magesheje meshiria mao.
Somebody they were saying is a criminal.
Modoma wagati modomwega.
Actually they said he is a witch.
Maugirene. Morogi.
But they changed their mind.
Magesheje magesheje meshiria mao.
They have been calling names in your working place.
Makoreto magegweta maretwa wera inigwa.
They will change their mind.
Nimegosheje meshiria mao.
They will say when you are not there I don't feel good.
Otare ho maliwaga.
You will go for vacation and when you go back they will say, oh, where have you been? The same who have been calling you names. They will change their mind about you. They will change that.
Amen.
That boss who think you are nothing.
Boss
who they will change their mind. Your children who are lost in drugs. The Lord will change their mind.
God will
remember home. The prodigal son. The Lord changed his mind. And he remembered home.
Listen
to me, child of God. They will change their mind. That brother that is lost in drunkenness. He will change his mind.
There are some people that the Lord will change their minds. There is a cry that you've been crying unto the Lord. And it's going to come to an end today. Because the Lord will change minds. 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 There are some people that say you're done. Others say they don't want to be associated with you. And there are some of you that your parents cursed you. But before they die, they will change their minds. And they will bless that home. There is something I'm saying to someone of God. There is something that God wants to do. There are things that God wants to do. And when God does them, those that thought you were dying, those that were waiting for you to get finished, they will see the hand of the Lord. They will see the hand of the Lord. They will see the strength of the mighty of the Lord. Those that thought you were coming to
because
of the power of the Lord. You will see the hand of the Lord. God will change people's minds. God will change the mind of those that hate you. Those that do not like you. Even whoever took money from you and they have money, God will change their minds. Stand up on your feet.
The Lord will change their minds. Lift up your heart. I said there is an escape route. There is an escape route.
Paul, when he sat there,
can we go to verse 7?
Reke tuthie muhari wa mugwanja.
As I pray, I add up this message in prayer.
Genina oro thini wa mahoya.
In the area around that place, there was a man, his name was Publius. Now Publius, he entertained Kina Paul. There is power when you hold the servant of God.
Ne hari hinya wona wagweta ugeni.
Can I speak this thing here?
There is a blessing that comes when you entertain. You have an opportunity to receive that blessing. Because there are people who will win green cards, they will come and they do not know where they are going. I plead with you, host them. I do not know why I'm talking about this, but host them. Please do not let them come here and suffer. Please don't let them come here and they cannot find a place to sleep. Please do not let it happen, servants of God. Please welcome them. Do not let them suffer. Do not stay without showing them what is done here.
They hold them well.
Makemanyi togeni
with hospitality for 3 days.
Makemanyi togeni di ko idato.
And verse 8, the Bible says, verse 8, please. We're in verse 8, oh God. It happened. Publius' father was sick.
Idawa Publius alimoruwaru.
Listen to me.
Dikereria.
When God wants them to bless you.
Dede gayareda akoradi makoradi me.
He set them up.
Eka akiodu. Gaya kama seta. Modoyo are moto guko uguo the. Are modo mwa moto guko uguo the. Na ithe akirwara. Na kwale tu na solution e mwe. Fauru. Na Biblia kauga akimuigerera moko. You who stop us from laying hands on those who are sick, let us lay hands on them. Na kefauro akimuigirira moko. Biblia ekauga fauro akimuhonia.
Now.
Leu.
God can make a setup.
Gai no athondeke setup.
So that you can better.
Negatha we ogunike.
God can make them to be in trouble which only you can solve that trouble.
Gai no aigiria do thina ine uria we no we tungihota go solve thina ucio. Adomena hinya gogukira. If God wants you to go to White House, you can go. You do not need anybody. You do not need Gedai. God can just cause something to happen. And it's going to be said, you're the only one with the answer. More than Yagosho. How God has lifted me up in my eyes. Places that I never thought. And I pinch myself to make sure it's me. Yes, and I remember this is me, the servant of God. Because God wanted Paul and his team to be blessed. So he caused Publius' dad to get sick. But when Paul went there, akimuyigirira moko, akimuyigirira moko. And nake mudoshio akihona.
Do you know what happened after that?
Nyura menya nikege kikire verse 9. Adwario the mare island yo. Paul would not be able to go and heal people anyhow. But when this man got healed, they said the man we call the witch now, he's a healer. They all came, all their generations. Paul was just laying hands on them.
Receive, receive.
Yeah,
and the whole island.
Na island yo there. there was no longer any diseases.
No more Dallas.
You can start a fire in Dallas.
No more Dallas.
You can start a fire in Dallas.
Na
and there will be no more diseases in Dallas. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. We can start a fire in Kenya. Whoever wants to fight the country, when we start a fire.
Did you hear that?
Somebody said if so and so has to rule, a few people have to die. If I'm not a servant of God, I would have said they should first die.
But when he prayed for this man,
sometimes God will let you go to an influential and get up.
I speak again divine connection.
Da hoya divine connection.
Connect with an influential person.
Gaya influential.
Somebody.
Gaya
to leave his inheritance to you.
Oria akwe da tiye inheritance
because when the Lord make a setup.
And then gaya ka setup.
The Lord make a setup.
Gaya ka setup.
I speak a setup. Let God.
Da ya setup. Like a gaya ma setup. Then you are to Jesus. Na ke mahonio there.
And something else happened.
No dogio gikika.
Verse 10.
Muhari wa ikomi.
So they heap many honors on us. And as we say, they give us good. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Adwaya matiari na ido.
These people had nothing. But God knew what he was gonna do. So that these people may have things. God knew he's going to take their sheep. So that it can go to Publius' place. But before they met with Publius, God knew he was going to have a snake in his hand. So that they can see the hand of God. Reke gaya shaji meshiria mado. Ashoma wa ado kia hota. Ale metere ide ogwe. Reke gaya shaji meshiria mao. Gaya kuhetula yari orero. Reke gaya kuhetula yari orero. Umedhi ini wa denosyo. Kumadhi ini wa duwarieyo. Kumadhi ini wa generation kaseyo. Reke gaya kuhetula yari orero. Jesu. Newe li orero litu. Jesu. Newe jera. Jesu, newe ma, oya mokoma kuna iguru.
Go.
we thank you, Lord. Father, we honor you for what you are doing. I bless your life. I bless your name. Lift up your hearts. Mighty and ever-living God, these people are lifting their hearts to you. You know all their needs. You know the desires of their heart. Fulfill them now, O God. In the name of Jesus, those people who are expecting them to fall down, my God, may you put them to shame. Because these ones will start to the head. They'll be blessed in this land. They'll be blessed in the city. They'll be blessed in the villages. They'll be blessed in their working. They'll be blessed when they come out. They'll be blessed when they come in. They'll be blessed everywhere they are. Look, their children are blessed. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus. Their money is blessed. In the name of Jesus. This ministry is blessed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. And I bless your name. Remember your children. And today now, God, we join together. In the name of Jesus. And on this fire, God. We come now here, God. Every viper in our life, we shake it right now. We shake it right now. Every generational viper, we shake it right now. Every viper, Jehovah, that was thrown to us, we shake it right now. Every viper, God, where we went and put ourselves in trouble, we shake it right now. And we declare the riverance. In the name of Jesus. And whosoever the Son set free is free indeed. I want to give over the microphone because of time. But if there is anybody who say, man of God, I want you to pray with me. I have this issue. I don't want you to go before you pray with me. Just come. If there be. There's this issue that bothers you. You don't know whether it came from home. You don't know whether somebody threw it to you. There's this issue that bothers you. There is this viper. There is this one thing that you want to see God do this season. Come. If you are there. And if you're not there, just lift up your hearts. As I hand over this microphone, I cover your children with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you.